This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Latest with Israel. Speaker's race still in the air. New governor in Louisiana. And a man sure got a speeding ticket. Tell you all about that coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Israel says Hamas is still holding 155 hostages. Israel has also issued for a few days now an evacuation warning of areas in the northern Gaza Strip, where 1.1 million people live. Jordan has accused Israel of blatant violations of international law in Gaza. Saudi Arabia called for the immediate lifting of the siege on Gaza. The head of Saudi Arabia also criticized the targeting of civilians, the destruction of critical infrastructure, and the disruption of essential services. And Iran called for an immediate end to the bombardment of the residential areas of Gaza. Israel says they're working with the UN to set up a humanitarian zone in southern Gaza to provide water, food, and medicine. Update to the speaker's race. Steve Scalise was the front runner for a minute, but he was unable to get enough Republicans on board to get the spot. So it looks like it's down to Jim Jordan, and that's it. If not him, Congressman Mike Turner says if they can't get behind Jim Jordan, then they're going to have to make a deal with Democrats to get a moderate person in there. Turner is from Ohio. He's chair of the House Intel Committee. He supports Jim Jordan. Whoever gets the spot needs to get the vote from all the Republicans except for four. Louisiana elected a new governor, a Republican, Jeff Landry. He won the seat back for Republicans. It's been held by a Democrat for the last 8 years. And he won by a lot, 51.6 to 25.9. He got over 50%, so there's no need for a runoff. There's one other state that has a Democrat governor that's up for re-election this year, Kentucky. Trump won Kentucky 62-36 over Joe Biden, and yet they still have a Democratic governor. The election is on November 7th. A man in Georgia got a speeding ticket. Slater, how is that newsworthy? Well, he was caught driving 90 in a 55. That one's going to get you in trouble. But still, how does that make the news? Well, he got a ticket in the mail. And when he got the ticket, he promptly called the court and said there might be a typo. His fine was $1.4 million. And the receptionist lady on the phone said, no, that's not a typo. Pay it or come to court. Apparently, this county, that's your incentive to get to court. If he shows, they can only fine him $1,000. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, most likely I do too much analysis on the American media. However, my career in journalism has spanned almost 50 years, so I have plenty of emotion invested in the subject. As you may know, I believe the corporations that control information flow in the USA are essentially corrupt. They skew their presentations, pandering to the ideological bent of their audiences. Here's one very vivid example. CBS News was once the most powerful press agency in the world. Cronkite, Murrow, Mike Wallace. Although many CBS people held liberal beliefs, the news was presented straight, with many points of view considered. Today, it is a far different story. Liberal commentator Rachel Maddow has a new book out called Prequel, An American Fight Against Fascism. MAGA voters are the fascists. Ms. Maddow was given a coveted spot on CBS Sunday Morning to promote her book. Nothing wrong with that. All voices should be heard. However, conservative Mark Levin also has a new book called The Democratic Party Hates America. That effort is far outselling Ms. Maddow. But you will not see Mr. Levin on CBS Sunday Morning. Why not? You already know the answer to that question. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Eleanor, I think what California Newsom is doing is all part of the master plan of the Democratic Party, another step in tearing down a family unit. Absolutely. Democrats don't have any respect for MAGA families. They want the state to run the kids. No doubt about it. Alice, we live in Canada, totally affected by what happens in the USA and the inflation brought upon us when Joe Biden took office. We're living in a house that the rich would consider an extra room. I feel your pain. Inflation in America is inflation in Canada. It's how close together we tie. Joe Mosk, Cooper City, Florida. Should I read Killing England right after I finish Killing the Witches? Absolutely. That's the best progression. So Witches starts is with the Mayflower, all right? And then it goes a whole bunch of different places, and you pick it right up with Killing England, a Revolutionary War. So Killing the Witches debuts at number two on Sunday. New York Times list. This torques me off because we were beaten by a Hate Trump book, which has fallen 77% in 1 week because all the Hate Trumpers went out and bought the book first few days of release. MSNBC pushed it. So we're number two. Now, I know I'm immature. I should be deliriously happy that Killing the Witches is number two. I've had 18 number one bestsellers. I am happy. I don't want to be a greedy guy. And I want to thank you all for supporting the book. Greatest Halloween read, with apologies to Edgar Allan Poe. You'll learn an amazing amount, and it just flies by. In a moment, something you might not know.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 77 years ago today, 10 Nazi leaders were hanged at Nuremberg, Germany, for crimes against humanity. The executions ended the biggest military tribunal in history. Here is the story. Trial began November 1945, about 8 months after the war ended. It was conducted by representatives from the USA, Soviet Union, France, and Great Britain. The defendants, 200 high-ranking Nazis, faced charges ranging from property theft to genocide. 161 convicted, 37 sentenced to death. On October 16, 1946, 10 members of the Third Reich were hanged at Nuremberg. They were Joachim von Ribbentrop, Minister of Foreign Affairs; Wilhelm Frick, Minister of the Interior; Alfred Rosenberg, head of the Reich Ministry for Occupied Eastern Territories; Wilhelm Keitel, High Commander of the German Army; Ernst Kaltenbrunner, Chief Officer of the SS; Hans Frank, Governor General of Occupied Poland; Julius Streicher, founder and publisher of the anti-Semitic newspaper Der Stürmer; Franz Sokel, head of the Labor Department; Alfred Jodl, Chief Operations for the German Army; Arthur Inkvart, Governor General of Occupied Netherlands. These were all heinous individuals, awful people. Now, one of the biggest Nazis, Hermann Göring, head of the Air Force, died a few hours before his execution because he committed suicide by swallowing a cyanide tablet he had hidden from the guards. Some say an American guard gave him the cyanide. And here's something else you might not know. The town of Nuremberg was selected as both a compromise and a symbolic act. The Allies each wanted to host the trials in their respective countries. It was decided that Nuremberg would be the site because it was routinely featured in Nazi propaganda and was considered the birthplace of the party. The tribunal was held inside the Palace of Justice. Before the trial, German prisoners were forced to remove all the swastikas from the court building. Back after this.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.